Well, no one should be surprised at this story. There's a lot of crazy people out there, and giving Joran van der Sloot any sort of media coverage himself, sitting down and doing an interview with him, will only bring on more of this kind of nonsense and feed his sick, twisted ego. Van der Sloot boasts of receiving marriage proposals in a Peru jail, according to an article at Fox News. Murder suspect Joran van der Sloot is talking plenty, just not to the judge investigating the case. The 22-year-old Dutchman is quoted in an interview published Tuesday as boasting that he has received several marriage offers from women while in his jail cell in Lima, Peru, where he's awaiting trial for allegedly killing 21-year-old Peruvian Stephanie Flores. According to van der Sloot, he says one of them even wants me to get her pregnant. According to the De Telegraaf newspaper, quoting van der Sloot as saying, van der Sloot has been charged with the premeditated murder of Flores in his hotel room in Lima, Peru, 5 years to the day after the 2005 disappearance of U.S. teenager Natalie Holloway. Her body, Natalie's, has never been found, and he has never been charged with that. He met both women in casinos and is the last person known to have seen both of them alive. Of course, we all know those parallels, but again, my point is, any news organization, anyone wanting to give Joran van der Sloot time to quote, is only giving him time to make up things, only giving him a way to feed his ego and to get more nonsense out there. Cover the story, fine, but give van der Sloot no time, period. When I say that very directly, although I know very well that many news organizations are trying to get the scoop, trying to get the story. The Peruvians need to put van der Sloot in the hole, so to speak, as they call it, in jail, and leave him there until his trial. That's just my opinion. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.